Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Welcome to the Wisdom Moment. Today's Wisdom Moment is Proverbs 22:7. Proverbs 22:7, so important, very timely moment of wisdom because of all the things that are going on. It reads, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Let me read that again. The rich, this is Proverbs 22:7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. One of the big worldwide protests today that's going across the world is called Occupy Wall Street. You know, it speaks, even though it's fragmented and unorganized, for what is claimed to be, they call themselves the 99%, who allegedly say that they are being ruled over by the 1%.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling the 1% as the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that this can be resolved by taking from the 1% and giving it to the 99%. And the 1% are saying, you know, this is what the 1% are saying. Listen, get wealth for yourself. And if you do this, you can rule too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're saying that you can rule too. And God says this, and God says it plainly, that the rich rule over the poor.
Right.
The rich rule over the poor. So in the context of that, that we can't change what God said. We got his finances. Listen, Lord, give me the ability to get wealth. Give me the ability to do business and do well. And what does that mean for us individually? It means that if we like to be among the leaders, then we need to be the ones who do business well. We need to manage finances well, as God instructs us to. And he places in our life and trusts things to us, and we can be fruitful in our life. And in that, we have increase, and it puts us in a different place. We can hire people, possibly. We can start businesses and that type of thing.
Right.
But all while, the 99 cent is proclaiming that, you know, this couldn't be true. Why are the rich ruling over the masses? It's like, it's because of the decisions that you're making in your life. Mm-hmm. He says, all while, this is all taking place, while the 99% of the protesters are more and more are complaining about the 1% ruling over them. They're borrowing more and more and more money from people that they can't pay it back to, which makes them even go deeper into a place of captivity, because now, you know, God tells us that a borrower is servant or slave to the lender.
Right.
And so when somebody in the 99% concept is aggravated and angry because they feel like they're being controlled by the wealthy, the last thing you need to be doing is borrowing more money, putting yourselves in more captivity. Why are you shocked? Why are you shocked that you are a slave to your MasterCard and your Visa card? And
right.
Because you keep borrowing from them. And if you borrow from them, they own you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. The average credit card debt now per household is approximately $15,956. This is from creditcard.com.
Wow.
Think about that. The average credit card debt per household is $15,000, almost $16,000. There's 609 million credit cards. 609, there's only, how many, there's 300 and what?
300 million.
325 million.
Some odd million.
There's 609 million credit cards held by U.S. consumers. That's like at least two per citizen.
Yeah.
Two per citizen.
Wow.
Think about it. And that's from the Federal Reserve Bank. The average number of credit cards held by credit holders are 3.5 at the year's end of 2008. We can protest. We can march the streets. We can shout from the rooftops how unjust we feel that you're treating us this way. But if we keep borrowing more and more money will be more and more bound, including America. If you borrow money from the government, now you're slave to the government. The government that you once led now leads you. God's word will never change. If we change, believe and operate under God's word, his wisdom, then and only then can we expect to be free. I mean, Proverbs 6, 1 through 8 says it plainly. My son, if you have put up a security for your neighbor, if you have struck your hands in a pledge for another, if you have been trapped by what you said and snared by your words of your mouth, then do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go, humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you slugger. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food in the harvest. Listen, it's plain as day. America, church, if we want to be free, we got to quit submitting ourselves to servitude by borrowing from the lender. Today's Proverbs, Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.